of 665.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We start things out by going right to your phone calls. That's the point of the show. Let's start with Jeff in New Jersey on the AMP line. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
I called, I told you that I had this little arrogant incident down here, and it made my wife want to move up to New Hampshire, or at least agree to.
Arrogant or air gun?
Air rifle.
Gotcha. Yes, New Jersey, where not even harmless air rifles are legal. I mean, it's very difficult to have these things, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got to go through the same process that you would to buy, like, an SKS or a regular handgun or a rifle. You know what I mean?
So crazy.
Yeah, I know. So, anyways, so I went ahead and signed up for the Free State Project as a result of all this crap.
Excellent. Congratulations.
All right, thanks. And, you know, I'm planning on coming up to the Liberty Forum, and I think it's going to be a good time. But I listened to an old podcast, and one of your callers had said that all these veterans act like we owe them something. And I don't think that's correct, because I am a veteran, and I do feel like I am owed, but I only feel like I'm owed for what I signed my name on a contract for. I don't feel like anybody owes it to me to come and say, hey, you know, thanks for signing up for something I didn't want to do or anything like that. You know, I mean, I signed up for 6 years, and in the return, I get the GI Bill. So,
yeah, I think you should, the government should give you everything it said, and it's, you know, that it advertised that it was going to give you. And I know that sometimes it's difficult to get that. I don't know what the specific incident is, but I can tell you that sometimes callers will call and they'll say, and you know, they'll mention relatively early on in their call that they served in the military, and that's my cue to say, well, thanks, you're a great American.
Thanks, you know, for your service.
You know, that's the talk show, you know, the Republican talk show host cue to say,
Hannity.
God bless you, man. You're the best.
No, I mean, I don't feel like that at all. I don't, you know, and if people say, oh, thank you for serving, then now I'm like, you know, I didn't serve you at all. I didn't do anything for you or for your freedom or my freedom. I mean, I basically worked in a bureaucracy for 6 years that disgusted me enough to the point where I don't want anything to do with it now, you know?
Yep.
Let me posit an unlikely scenario, but a possible scenario, at least unlikely in the near future. When you're in the military, they promise you that you're going to get taken care of as far as health care is concerned for the rest of your life, as I understand it. And so what if the federal government completely dissolves, folds, something terrible happens or that results in just complete dismemberment of the federal government? And then all of the VA hospitals, presumably they'll shut down. I don't know how things will change, but let's presume they shut down. At that point, you've been promised something that you can't possibly, at that point, get. Would you feel indignant? Would you feel upset about it? Or would you just move on?
As far as the VA hospitals, I wouldn't give a crap. The only thing that I'm, and actually I'm not even currently using is the GI Bill. Right now I'm paying for school out of my own pocket. Just, mm-hmm. For other reasons, but I mean, I don't have any interest in going to a VA hospital. Is a horribly slow, inefficient. It's socialized healthcare, right?
It sure is.
It's a great example. And even the medical care that you get in the Navy is any military branch is socialized medicine. And that's actually one of the points that I brought up to my wife about why this form of government we have now and that we're going more towards is a completely bad idea. Just a little anecdote from socialized medicine there. She got bit on the neck by a spider when she was covered by my military health care.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried to get a doctor's appointment, and I said, okay, we'll see you 2.5 weeks from Friday. And it's like, you know,
a spider bite. It just happened.
Yeah, the spider bite's going to be better by then, right?
Yeah, and, it, you know, what if it got drastically worse?
Yeah, it could. Yeah, that's true. It could go the other way.
Well, you're lucky. You're lucky they didn't try to amputate.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I mean, So then they said, if you want faster treatment, you have to go to the urgent care section. And so we did that, and we were there for 4 hours, and she was like, screw it, let's go home, you know? So...
Yep. Go home. Go to WebMD.com and look up some home remedies for spider bites. Probably take care of it.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. If the federal government dissolved right now, then I turn around and go home and be like, well, let's just go up to New Hampshire right now, you know?
Thanks for the call tonight, Jeff. Good hearing from you, and see you in New Hampshire. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Since we're talking about the military, I had just a kind of a little news item in my prep from last night about, I guess, one of the areas where the candidates disagree, which one of the, what, three
the
areas?
Few,
or
yeah.
But apparently it's on the issue of national service. Not national service exactly, but signing up for the draft. Now, I'm not sure why it is that the selective service has become a campaign issue. That alone, I think, is kind of disturbing, the fact that they're talking about the selective service. The article I don't actually have in front of me at the moment, but essentially it started out by saying, now both candidates agree that we don't need a draft.
However.
But Obama believes that we need to start having women sign up for the selective service, while McCain says he doesn't think that should happen. And so that's what the article was all about, was how, you know, drastically different the candidates were on this one particular issue.
You know, I suppose it could be entirely innocent, but it raises my antenna, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime they talk about the Selective Service, here's this dinosaur of a program that hasn't been of any use since the draft went out in, what, 76?
Its point is to prepare for the draft. That's,
so you've got this more than 30-year-old bureaucracy out there, which I hope they're not paying these people very much to do whatever it is that
they
do.
I don't think draft board members, because they still meet. I think they're still on call. You know, they're still there. Even though they're not paying anyone, I don't think they're really paid.
I looked into this at one point, and it's essentially appointees locally that I don't think get paid either. But I'm sure that they have somebody out there somewhere that can whip up these boards that's getting paid. It disturbs me anytime they mention it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it goes back to the national service discussion, I guess the forum that they had on September 11th, which we discussed to quite an extent on this program. And we know that both of these candidates support the idea of national service. And we understand that all the proposals on the table basically say that national service will come in two flavors. You will either serve in the military or you'll serve in some sort of alternative governmental bureaucracy like the Department of Homeland Security or Peace Corps or AmeriCorps or something like that. And so we know that these guys, both of these men, have intentions to put as many young people in America through these national service programs, these government bureaucracies, essentially bureaucratizing the entirety of America's youth. And
my uncle said that he felt he was lucky to get out of the Air Force with his ambition left. I mean, he felt like it was going to, you know, that being in there 4 years was close enough to just suck it all out of him.
Yeah, so we know that's all on the table and that both candidates support that. So now they're trying to, I guess, differentiate one another. You know, one candidate wants all women to register for selective service while the other one doesn't. I don't think that's really going to make a difference in the long run as far as, you know, what will happen with national service, even if McCain gets elected and indeed women are not forced to register for the Selective Service, that doesn't mean that they won't be forced into the National Service Program when the time comes. So I really think the difference there is just kind of a surface difference. It's really nothing critical at all that people should even be paying attention to. I didn't really bring up the issue to talk about how the two candidates disagree. I wanted to bring it up because people are talking about the Selective Service, and for whatever reason, this has become an issue. And I think that whenever somebody's talking about the Selective Service, we need to be paying attention, because it's very strange that they would even bring up such a, as you say, Mark, a decrepit old governmental bureaucracy.
Yeah, it hasn't been used in more than 30 years. What's it there for?
Weren't they trying to fill
Why do they still have the Selective Service?
Well, wasn't there a news story like a year or so ago where they were actually trying to fill draft board positions again?
It's been more than a year.
Yeah, a little while back. Anyway, it's just kind of been popping up from time to time, rearing its ugly, drafty head. And, of course, we know both of the candidates claim to not support the draft. But, again, we also know that politicians will say one thing and do something completely different.
Sacrifices must be made,
so
you know.
So just wait and see. More coming up. You can take control. And if the draft does come about, will you obey? 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible, right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call us at 800-610-2770.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances. Foods with no vitamins. Fast food for obesity. Fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about $1 a day, you can win the race. GetTheT.com or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live, you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free, 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and the features there include updates. We will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just head over to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates. www.freetalklive.com and advance liberty at the local or national level through a summer internship at the Koch Summer Fellow Program. The program places libertarian and free market students and recent graduates at organizations in Washington, D.C. and at state-based think tanks across the country. All positions are paid and include a housing and travel allowance as well as multiple career workshops throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information. That's libertarianinternships.com. Our number here, 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls about whatever you want. It's Mark in Ohio. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hi there. I've got a question. I was surfing the web last night, and I come across something about the Yellowstone National Park, and then some other parks and some other historical sites that we, as Americans, don't own them anymore. It's the UN. There was something about a treaty in 72 with the UN.
Well, that may all be true. I don't know. Certainly governments have written a lot of things down on pieces of paper over the years, and it can be very difficult to sort of track which one is the case and which one isn't today. But I don't know about the whole idea that governments can own anything. I think that's kind of fallacious. And when you say we, I think you meant the U.S. government, in which case, if that's the case, the government, whether it's the U.S. government or the U.N. claiming ownership over a piece of land, I don't think it's valid because those are organizations that essentially do business at the threat of violence. And so anybody that's doing business at the threat of violence cannot legitimately own anything, in my opinion, because it was ill-gotten gains. You know, in the same way that if I come and steal your bicycle from you at gunpoint and then take it down the street to my house, it is still not my bike. It's still your bike. So, no, I don't think the UN owns that property, and I don't think the U.S. government owns that property. As far as I'm concerned, it's unowned, unhomesteaded land. Your thoughts?
Okay. What I had saw was they have troops, foreign troops, out there on Yellow National Park, and
you actually saw this with your own two eyes, or saw a story on the internet?
I saw the story on the internet,
and
what
was the source?
What you guys know about it?
What was the source on your story?
There was troops, foreign troops, that was out there protecting the place, and if you came on the property, you could be arrested or shot or whatever. So that's what it said.
I'm not sure about the particular story. I've seen videos that claim this on Google Video.
I've been hearing it for years that there's foreign troops here and foreign troops there.
Yeah. There is enough evidence. Foreign troops do train in the United States. United Nations troops have trained in the United States. And the United Nations does. There are a number of parks and historic sites that the U.S. government has designated, along with the U.N. They've designated them U.N. sites. I don't know. They're cultural sites or historical sites or something like that. To make the leap to say that there are, you know, U.N. soldiers training in Yellowstone, that sounds like a bit of a leap to me.
I've got to ask what the source is. Do you recall, sir?
If you would just punch in who owns Yellow State Park, and I forget the lady's name who wrote the story.
Is there footage, video footage, or photographic evidence?
No.
What you've got is a website making a claim, and it's really, I mean, it's an interesting claim, but it needs verification. I thank you for the call. Good luck finding that, because there have been a lot of claims. Like you say, there have been a lot of claims about this over the years and very little evidence.
If you go, I can't remember the exact website. If you go to Google Video, you can find some videos that do offer actual documentation, and there are some things in there that look kind of suspicious. How much there is to it, I don't know. To me, it just looks like there are some parks where they're keeping a lot of military vehicles, or, you know, Department of Transportation sites where they're keeping a lot of military vehicles. It might just be that the Department of Defense is trying to keep some of its budget off book. That's what it looked like to me. I mean, the government does that. They hide things. I mean, they can shuffle things around, and whether it's part of some insidious plot or a slightly less insidious plot to just hide where they're spending tax dollars. You know, these things do happen. How much there is to it, I don't know.
I'm suspicious of the troops guarding our national parks thing. But I have heard about the UN being given our parks, and who knows what kind of treaty and what the statements the treaty made. But it really brings up this point that you can't trust the government with anything, because we gave you know, parks like Yellowstone, which is, it really is, it's a global treasure. If you go to Yellowstone, you'll see colors in those little molds that are growing in those geysers that you've never seen before. It's amazing. When I was there, I was truly touched on a spiritual level. And some jackass thought it was a good idea to give it to the government because they'll protect it. No, they won't. You know, when it comes to the Sierra Club or the Audubon Society, when Ducks Unlimited, when people give land to these organizations, they have contracts. When you give land to the government, it's gone. They'll do whatever the hell they want with it.
This is true.
Just look at Anwar.
You know, there was a great story in Dr. Mary Roark's book, Healing Our World, about Yellowstone Park and how at one time the bureaucrats there made just tragic decisions in regards to controlling different animal populations, and they basically messed with the natural ecosystem because they determined that one particular animal was undesirable. And I don't have the story in front of me at the moment, but it was just amazing watching all the unintended consequences that resulted as far as the destruction that happened to the natural way of things as far as what animals were eating what animals and that sort of thing, because the bureaucrats got in there and they meddled. You know, just like they meddle in other countries with other people, they meddled with the poor animals at Yellowstone Park, and the results were a disaster, of course. This is what government does. Right?
Anytime you turn anything over to the government, anytime.
It's like the reverse Midas touch. Anything they touch just turns to utter crap. We continue with your calls. Dave is on the line in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Howdy. Hey, Yellowstone may put an end to all of it anyway because it blows up every 600,000 years and it kills the Earth. It's the biggest volcano on Earth. And right now, Yellowstone Lake has risen. The bottom of the lake risen 3 feet. It's swelling up. It's 50,000 years late, too. But anyway, punch in.
Never heard such a thing.
Punch in UN Treaty UNESCO. That's what that guy's talking about. The UNESCO Treaty. They got a plaque up here right outside of Glacier National Park. It's part of the Y-to-Y corridor that they're going to be putting in. But that's part of the UNESCO treaty.
Y-to-Y corridor? What's the corridor going
to
do?
Yucatan to the Yukon. They're going to make a natural corridor for the animals.
Well, how are they going to make
the
a
UNESCO
natural
treaty.
Corridor?
Punch in UNESCO treaty.
If
UN
man
treaty,
is making it, it's not really considered natural, in my opinion.
Well, but anyway, I called up about the civil service thing.
By the way, I'd like to suggest that those UN signs, those are, I think, okay to vandalize.
Well, they did. They ripped it out about five times.
That's good.
And then there's talk about there's UN troops around here, too, because we're, like, in the backyard of Glacier National Park.
Dave, I know you were calling for a different reason. Hang on. We're going to bring it back for more. More with Dave and your calls as well. If you dial in toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Gold confiscation, is it coming again? We'll talk about that tonight and take your calls about anything. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators
that cause chronic health issues, it means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com. And I approve this message.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam. Head over and enjoy all those at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen. freetalklive.com.
Authors of The Quick and Dirty Guide to War talk about current and future conflicts around the world, and Joseph Simonet, Real World, discusses real-world knife fighting, all at paladinpodcast.com. Paladinpodcast.com is a service of Paladin Press. You can browse over 900 books and DVDs on topics such as personal and financial freedom, Second Amendment issues, military history, self-defense, and more. Remember, it's paladinpodcast.com.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. Back to your phone calls. Dave in Montana, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, sir.
All right, I got two quick, real fast things here. The civil service and the housing problem, they could help each other out. People are willing to sign their lives away for 30 years for a house, have them sign a six-year civil service contract. They get a two-bedroom, bath and a half, and a little lot when they get off, when they do good. You have people lining up. We'll put the housing market back to work, get logging going again.
Yeah, that's all artificial, Dave. You understand that. You're talking about having the government buy – you're talking about people going working for the government for 6 years, then they get a free house from the government?
Well, no. And then part of the civil service could be building the houses and stuff, you know, and logging.
Yeah, I don't want to pay for that. I have no objection to putting people, you know, helping people get homes for themselves, but I'm not interested in paying for some government make-work program in order to –
that was just a suggestion. Here's another
There's nothing
thing.
Wrong. Hang on, Dave. There's nothing wrong with trying to help people out. But when you utilize the state to make it happen, then
but
it becomes dangerous.
People are willing
dangerous.
To sign their lives away for 30 years to a bank and pay three times as much as that house is worth, so the bank could do that to somebody else. So, you know, that's a slavery thing too.
If you can make that happen, if you can make your idea happen on a voluntary basis, where somehow you find a way to help these people get some crappy little home for themselves, then I think that's great. But if you're involving the state, then it's a problem.
New crappy little homes, I guess. Yeah. But, okay, in the name of the drug war, I discovered that grand larceny is taking place and assault on newborn babies. I was having a home birth. My midwife tells me we got to get to the hospital. Her blood pressure is above my legal limit. So we get to the hospital, have the baby. Everything's okay. I get a $6,000 bill. I put $3,000 down on it. I get the bill in the mail. I'm looking at the bill. Something costs $1,000, like $927. I look across, and it's two drug tests. One on my wife and one on my newborn son. So
What's
I go to the
about?
Hospital. I say, how come you took a drug test on my wife? They said, that's part of our policy. I said, did you find anything? They said, no. I said, then you pay for it. And then I go to the lab, and I
that's
find
crazy.
Out the drug test only costs $45.
Yeah.
So I put stop payment and everything, so we go to court and all this crazy. Then I find out whatever's in the mother's blood is in the baby's blood. They just have to take the drug test on the mother, and then if the mother tests positive, then test the baby. They just stuck a needle in a newborn baby just to charge $500.
That's some pretty
freaking
craziness, man.
So anyway, I go to court 4 years later. I represent myself. I figure the judge is going to help me against these thieveries.
Good
the
luck.
Judge says, no, you pay. So I don't pay. Now it's 13 years later. I got like this $8,000 bill, and the interest is so much, I can't get out from under it. So I suggest to the collection agency that I want to go to jail and pay them off, because I won't be able to pay the interest. I won't be able to get out from under the interest, right? So the only way I could be free is go to jail for, 100 days, $50 a day or whatever, you know, do my time, then I get out a free man. But in any other way, I'm going to be paying this bill off from them ripping me off to begin with. And I say it's illegal search and seizure. It's assault on a newborn baby. In the name of this drug war, they're in cahoots with the medical society.
What would have happened if she tested positive? What would have been the results of a positive result on that test? Would they have arrested your wife? Would she have been forced into treatment?
I don't know. It's just such a sham and such tyranny.
Stay out of hospitals. I think the one thing you can say to people.
I'm wondering if anybody knows what I could do, because
I don't know, Mark.
There's a time when to go to hospitals and time not. What can you do? I don't know. It's a really tough situation. You know, if they've got your number,
we should have debtor jails then. Then I could get out from under their tyranny, man.
You can do a debtor's jail situation. You could make your own debtor's jail situation by finding some low-wage job to work part-time.
Well, that's what I'm
work.
Doing now. I got to do that now to stay out of their grasp, because they don't like spending money to get nothing from a rock. You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah. Good luck, Dave. Let us know how that turns out for you. I'm sorry to hear the story. And yet
it really
another reason,
sucks, but I don't see how he can get out of paying it.
Yet another reason to not have your baby in a hospital. You and your wife, Laura, Mark, you guys had yours in one of those birthing centers.
Yeah,
right?
I agree that
they don't do
it's
crap
best,
like that there.
Right. They didn't. My child was injected. Nothing was taken, put in or taken out of my baby. But you can't always make those decisions. You know, the midwife said that the blood pressure was going high, and you know, sometimes you got to go to hospitals for that. It's just a shame that
It really sucks.
Is there a way to go to a hospital and tell them, look, I'm sorry, I don't consent to you doing whatever the hell you want to. I'd like you to ask me for approval on every single thing you want to do.
I think you can say that. Likely if he would have said, look, nothing is taken in, put into or taken out of the baby. But you remember, this was like 13 years ago.
Yeah.
The whole home birth thing wasn't very popular back then. I don't know that he would have had much luck, honestly. I mean, likely the judge would have said, "Boy, are you crazy? You're endangering the life of that child." You know, things
were
different.
Well, there wouldn't have been a judge there. I'm just wondering if you're a client of the hospital, normally they want you to just sign off and, okay, you agree to whatever we decide to do to you. Is there a way to say, well, I'd like you to treat me, but I want you to confer with me before you do anything at all?
Well, that's what I did with the hospital that we were looking at having the child in the hospital, but, mm-hmm. Fortunately managed to find this midwife. And that's what I told them. Look, nothing gets taken out of or put in the baby without my consent.
So that just, so it worked. So they said okay, right?
They did here. Okay, good. I mean, it's one hospital, one place.
I guess most people don't think to do something like that when they go to the hospital. And so if you were to make a stand like that, they still want your business. And so you'd think they'd be likely to say yes to that. I guess if you came in with something and you had something written down, maybe a pre-signed agreement or maybe modified their agreement or something like that. Or
there might be certain things they're required to do, though. I mean, they might be able to say, okay, but we can't treat... I mean, I'm not sure how it works, but especially in the situation of dealing with newborns, there might be some things that hospitals are required to do.
By law?
I'm sure it depends on the state. And yeah. I'm just speculating here, but... I have a feeling that there are certain things they're supposed to do.
Well, then they could at least come to me and say, well, we have to do this, this, and this. I want to see in advance.
In New Hampshire, they're not required to do anything. They have policies. They have recommendations. The government gets involved, but they don't have any, they don't have to. The parent can say no. So.
Is that different in different states, though?
I'm sure that that's different in different states.
It wouldn't hurt to ask, though, right? It wouldn't if you're going into the hospital to ask them for that level of service.
It's certainly worth a shot, and sometimes you have to go to the hospital. So if you have to go and you're still with it enough to think of that, then certainly tell them to confer with you before doing it.
And I'm not saying that that's the right thing to do, because I said I'm not going to put anything in or take anything out of the baby, that's necessarily the right thing to do for everyone. I don't know. That's the decision my wife and I made for my child. I'm not saying that that's what you need to do. You need to do research yourself.
Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Are they going to confiscate gold again? It's a possibility, at least says one author. We'll get to that here in moments to talk to you as well. 800-259-9231. If they do come for the gold, where's yours? Where are you keeping it? Is it in a bank safe deposit box? Might not want to keep it there. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, we need you to vote for us. Please go to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote for the show. We're in first place, I believe, but just barely. So we need you. If you've yet to vote in this month of October, head over to vote.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us keeping us up on the podcastalley.com top 10 chart means more new people coming across this program, listening to Free Talk Live, and being exposed, perhaps for the very first time, perhaps again, to the message of freedom and liberty. So cast your vote at vote.freetalklive.com. Again, 800-259-9231 is our number. We go to your phone calls and talk to Nigel in Nigel in New York. You are on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hi. So I saw a story today that said that Australia had been planning for a while to introduce an internet filtering scheme that, you know, was going to protect the children from the evils of sexuality and certain words that they can't hear.
Yeah.
But it came out pretty recently that actually nobody will be able to opt out of the thing. And
what?
There will just be a blacklist for illegal sites and then a blacklist for illegal sites and things we don't want children to see.
So let me see if I'm understanding you correctly. You're saying that both of those blacklists, all Australians will be forced to not be able to access those websites?
Well, if you want to, you'll still be able to access porn, basically. You won't be able to access whatever the Australian government determined is illegal.
Illegal. So if they determine that the Pirate Bay is illegal, that will be blacklisted. If they determine that bomb-making instructions might be illegal, that will be blacklisted. So who knows what sort of – I mean, I don't know what the laws are like down there in Australia. I know that in Canada, for instance, there are laws against offensive speech. So if offensive speech is illegal, then certainly all manner of websites could become blacklisted.
No saying mean things on the Internet.
Right.
Yeah.
Nigel, any other thoughts on that?
No, not really. Just wanted to bring it up. saw it on a site that at least looks legit, infoworld.com. So
yeah, I see it here from a Netherlands
article.
Yeah, I pulled it up here from a Netherlands website. I thank you for giving us the heads up on that, because I had not heard about it, and thank you for the call tonight. Because censorship around the world is a disturbing topic. The more countries decide to censor the internet, the more likely others will join, follow suit, and it's pretty crazy and outrageous.
But will they be able to keep up? That's the question. I mean,
as far as the sites, as far as blocking them?
Well, there's just
them?
Such a volume of information. I mean, you take one site down, you
right.
you know, three or four new sites can pop up. So it seems like they can certainly try, but they're going to have, I think they're going to have some trouble in actually implementing it.
Sure, but it what it does is it keeps the public at large. Like, for instance,
keep them in the dark.
Yeah, it does, because I know that once existed a site called Napster that gave away that you could get free music from, and then something came after that called like eDonkey, and I'm sure that there were some others that I recall, but I don't know now where one could go to get downloaded music that you know wasn't paid for, as far as licensing and stuff like that. I don't know. Likely Ian does, because Ian's farther in this continuum of technology than I am. So what it does is it keeps the average guy.
Right. Likely someone like me, in the event of this blacklisting, would be able to figure out some way to anonymize myself and get around the lists. I mean, certainly those internet people that really know their stuff will have no problem getting around these blacklists. But like you say, Mark, the vast majority, the 95%+ of the internet browsing world will be completely flummoxed as to what to do about this. And I think it's pretty disturbing. Here's what WebWorld has to say, webworld.nl, Netherlands. Australians will be unable to opt out of the government's pending internet content filtering scheme and will instead be placed on a watered-down blacklist. Under the government's $125 million plan for cyber safety, users can switch between two blacklists, which block content inappropriate for children, and a separate list, which blocks illegal material. So this is interesting, because the original idea here was to protect the children. The original idea here was to put everybody on this blacklist, and then if you want to opt out, you can. So all internet service providers, and remember the last time we talked about this was several months back, I think earlier this year, where all internet service providers would be mandated by the Australian government to force all of their customers onto the child protection blacklist, and then the customers could decide, hey, take me off this list, which of course is absolutely asinine, because there are so many different pieces of software out there that parents can go and purchase for as little as, I think, $20 or $30 that are constantly updated. You talk about updating the list, Nick. You can better believe that a private company whose reputation is on the line and who actually has paying clients to make happy is going to do a better job of taking those naughty websites off of or adding naughty websites to their filtering scheme. So the best way to protect kids was already out there in the marketplace for any parents that were looking for that. And so this is, again, the government stepping in where it was completely not necessary and saying, well, we're going to handle this for all those parents who aren't responsible enough to take care of their kids and keep them away from porn or whatever else it is. And it opened the door for them to do even more, which is exactly what they're doing.
But to me, it seems like it's going to be harder to outlaw or blacklist. If they try to implement this in the United States, it's going to be harder to blacklist sites as possessing illegal material. Because for the most part in the United States, it's not illegal to actually possess, say, instructions to make a bomb, at least
this
as far as I'm aware of. Possibly a post that incites people to violence, or, they could child pornography. They might kind of crack down on pornography in general. But for the most part, it seems like the United States still has fewer restrictions on political speech. There's not a hate speech legislation. There's not really dangerous information legislation, as far as I'm aware of, even with all of the anti-terrorism legislation. It'll probably come about. But thankfully, I think we're in a somewhat better position than many other countries like
that. By we, you must mean the people in this room, because this is an international radio program that's listened to all over the world.
True.
And that we have a lot of Australian listeners who probably find this very disturbing.
They should.
I can't think of the circumstances that would come about that I would need bomb-making material. However, isn't it as a possibility
Wait, did you say bong or bomb?
bomb.
Either way, they'll probably both be.
I think you can make a marijuana pipe out of like a potato or an apple. So
oh, sure, you can.
Be a big deal.
But you still need instructions for that. So, I mean, some people do.
I suppose. Bomb making material. But I think that there is a possibility out there somehow that I might need to, I might need this in some scenario. And shouldn't I, a law abiding citizen who doesn't want to blow up some federal building or kill people that innocent people, shouldn't I be able to access bomb-making material?
I think you should.
Like instructions?
All right, so the rest of the story here. The government will iron out policy and implementation of the Internet content filtering software following an upcoming trial of the technology. According to the Department of Broadband, Communications, and the Digital Economy, their bureaucrat says
this is the other problem with, by the way, local governments getting involved in Internet access for the people. Everybody deserves to have broadband Internet access.
Right, but they only get problem. They deserve the access, but they only get to access what we say they can access, right? Tim Marshall says the filters will be mandatory for all Australians. He says Labor's plan for cyber safety will require ISPs to offer a clean feed internet service to all homes, schools, and public internet points accessible by children. The upcoming field plot will look at various aspects of filtering, including effectiveness, ease of circumvention, the impact on internet access speeds, and costs. ISPs contacted by Computer World say blanket content filtering will cripple internet speeds because the technology is not up to scratch. So that's good news, huh? Not only are you going to not be able to access the sites you might want to access because they'll be deemed illegal, but according to the experts, it's going to cripple speed. So say goodbye to broadband and say hello to half broadband or a quarter broadband or something like that.
The Department of Broadband has suddenly become the Department of Dial-Up.
The upcoming field pilot, blah, 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 online libertarians say the blacklist could be expanded to censor material such as euthanasia, drugs, and protest. Internet network engineers say many users falsely believe the opt-out proviso will remove content filtering. He says users can opt out of the additional material blacklist referred to in a department press release, which is a list of things unsuitable for children, but there is no opt-out for the illegal content. That is the way testing was formulated, the way upcoming live trials will be run, blah, blah, blah. Illegal is illegal, and if there's infrastructure in place to block it, then it will be required to be blocked. End of story. And there you go. If you're in Australia, I'd like to comment, 800-259-9231. I'm not sure as far as the time frame on this. Doesn't really say here when they're going to put this into effect. So enjoy your freedom while you still have it.
So essentially, all the safeguards have been stripped away to keep Australia's internet from becoming China's internet. I mean, it's just really a matter of whether the government decides to blacklist certain protests. And they probably won't blacklist all protest groups. They'll just the ones they don't like.
Yeah. Well, whoever's in power at that moment will get to blacklist whatever they want to blacklist. And then whoever gets power next will blacklist some more websites, and will they remove the other ones from the blacklist? Probably not.
Unless it's their movement's protest groups, and then they probably will.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And what will the penalty be if you're discovered circumventing the blacklist? Jail time? Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. eChapter 1 has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapter, O-N-E.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever